sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
Good morning, Mark. I am doing great today. Pretty foggy out there. I made it in okay.
I enjoyed the fog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I think it is from... my mom always enjoyed the fog because she grew up in San Francisco kind of area of California, which is... foggy, and so it was always a joyful thing when it was a foggy morning.
Felt like home, huh?
I evidently to her it did, and so therefore it has been passed down.
To me, it feels like you have to drive real slow.
You don't like slowing down.
I'm pretty much on the fast pace here.
I see the theme in life with that one. So it was wonderful. So what are we talking about this morning, Becky?
Well, I wanted to remind everybody that during our last segment, at about 10 till 9, Addie Williams, who is the DC flipper, will be on the show. And she's HGTV star, and she's presenting at the Home and Garden Show this weekend. So it's going on. It started yesterday. And it's going on today, and it's going on tomorrow. And, Mark, what hours do we have on that?
Yeah, today at the fairgrounds, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. today, and tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And if you have not been out to the OKC Home and Outdoor Living Show, it is spectacular. Lots of fun, lots of just all sorts of things to see.
I meet lots of vendors at that show. Yeah. I love it. And local vendors that we can support right here. So that's a good thing. So what are we talking about today?
So we're going to be talking about flipping versus purchasing to hold and rent.
Okay, so flip versus rent, right?
Flip versus rent.
Okay, since we've got Addie Williams, a home flipper. The D.C. area is far different than Oklahoma City. Far different in housing styles, housing ages, that kind of thing. But we're going to be talking local. And local to us is central Oklahoma. So how far do we go to sell real estate? People ask that all the time. Do you sell in my area? Well, we go north of Guthrie. And we go down to like Slaughterville and south of Norman. Sometimes to Purcell.
Yeah.
We go out east, Hera, Jones, of course, Midwest City, Del City, and Choctaw. And then west, we go to El Reno, basically.
This is one of those things that surprises other realtors when we get together with them from across the nation and are having conversations about what it's like in your market. And there's a lot of places where real estate is... it's only a few square miles that they serve. That is not with a city that has 600 square miles worth of...
674, I think. Something like that. We've got a lot of miles here.
And that is just in the Oklahoma City proper along with the other communities. It is, you can basically do about an hour or more from downtown. And that's basically the area we serve.
When people ask, well, how do you know that area? Well, it's when you've done the real estate thing for a number of years and you have someone, say, from Midwest City that buys in Bethany, but they need to sell their house in Midwest City. So you put it on the market and you get someone from Blanchard moving to Midwest City. So then you need to sell the Blanchard market. And over the years, you get very familiar with the whole metro. And our multi-list covers 9 counties. I mean, we cover the whole state, actually. But if you're in that 9 counties, you have to list in our multi-list if you are listing with a realtor that participates in the multiple listing.
And so that makes us – one of the things that we love about the connection with the radio program is it basically matches the KTOK. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a great connection with that. So during the pandemic years, flipping really didn't exist during that time. There was not a lot of flipping going on.
Some did, but the masses could not do that because the inventory was shy. And shy meaning there just wasn't much for sale. Still not that much for sale, mm-hmm. which causes prices to go up, supply and demand. Very little supply. And you've got probably right now we have right at 3 buyers for every house that's listed. And that makes it a seller's market.
That's one of the things that I think the average consumer doesn't realize is that there is not – I mean, we're seeing prices not increase like they were, but in especially certain parts of the market, there are still multiple offers.
You get the favorite neighborhoods, the favorite school systems, favorite type of house.
Joe and I are talking about, we have two similar buyers that are buying in different areas, but they both want a kind of the gated community, small community, possibly 55 and older, doesn't have to be. And every offer that we are doing within those are multiple offers.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And the issue is there's just not a lot of supply.
So how do we know there's 3 buyers for every house that's listed? Because that's what the statistics show us. So, but today our topic is flip versus rent. And renting means that you own a property and you have someone pay a monthly fee to live there. Flipping houses is where you buy a property, usually at a discounted price because of the condition of the property is usually not right up to par with what most people would buy, and you improve it and then sell it for a profit. Now, with the prices we have in Oklahoma, it's a little bit scary to flip a property because it costs the same to buy your countertop, to redo your plumbing, put in new light fixtures. Our supply of items is pretty well global. So from one area to the next, they cost about the same. Labor, not as much. It costs more to have labor done in other markets than it often costs in the Oklahoma City metro, right? But the profit... Our house prices are still real low, comparatively speaking. So they can only go up so much. So when you flip a house, we had one of our favorite vendors flip a house. And it was amazing that there was not the understanding of, well, you can't spend more than this much money getting it ready to flip because it only will sell for so much money. It's not going to sell for $400,000 in a $250,000 neighborhood, even though in a different neighborhood it would, you know. But you can't move a house. Well, very few could you move. But location is still key to doing that. Now, when would you consider flipping a house instead of renting a house? Any clues?
I don't have a clue. Would be?
Well, if it's in a very popular neighborhood that would sell for very, very high, and you can buy it for a low price because of the condition, maybe it's got mold. Maybe it's got foundation problems. It's got a bad roof. Well, those are things that can be fixed. So you buy the house for a reasonable price. You figure out exactly how much it's going to cost you to fix it, first of all, do the repairs, then update it so that it will sell for the most money, and how much it's going to sell for, and the gap between what it costs plus rehab better be less than your redo sales price.
That's always the tough gap that you have to keep there. And Becky, I'm interested to hear about, you have been a buy and hold investor. And I'm interested in hearing on why you chose to do that. And if you want to join the conversation today, the number is 405-840-1000. That's 405-840-1000. It's time for our Money Man.
NMLS number 196-895.
Dean Riddell from SWBC Mortgage. Good morning, Dean.
Good morning, Mark and Becky. How are you guys?
We're doing great.
I'm anxious for your show on flip or hold. That's kind of an interesting twist. I think that's good information for people to understand.
It is a fun topic. A fun topic that's happened this week has been interest rates. There's been lots of conversations about interest rates. What's happening?
You know, Mark, and mortgage rates typically follow that inflation rule as well. So as inflation is elevating, you're seeing interest rates elevating as well. And so there's no direct correlation between Fed funds and mortgage rates. And so here Fed funds increased a quarter and mortgage rates Thursday, Friday slipped down just a touch. So, I mean, we're in a better spot rate-wise today, probably in a 6.5, 6.625 rate world, 6.75, which puts us in line kind of to where we were 30, 45 days ago. So we've seen a trickle down, not a fall. So the phones are ringing, people are buying, and today is still a great time to buy a house.
Especially if you need to buy a house. I mean, few people right now, honestly, if you've bought in the last few years, you're usually not ready to sell. And change your 3.5% interest rate for a 6.5% interest rate. But sometimes you need to. Sometimes a family decides to grow and has triplets. Well, you can't do that in a two-bedroom house very easily. And you need a bigger space, or you just need to sell because you need a smaller space. Too much
right.
to take care of. So,
you know, and Becky, my concern are first-time buyers that are ready to buy, that can buy, should buy, disciplined, that, you know, will make a comment, you know, I may wait until rates fall.
Oh, don't wait.
Well, you
wait.
Know what that audience is going
to
be.
Fall.
Is don't wait.
Yeah.
I know.
They're not likely to fall. And luckily, the interest that you pay is still tax deductible.
So, right.
So that's a good thing. If someone wants to talk to you, how do they reach you, Dean?
You know, they can reach me at the office, Matt or myself, at 405-858-7770. And you know I don't hesitate to provide my cell number of 405-229-1559. We do a ton of consultations every week. So if people are thinking about buying a house, thinking about it, come in and sit down. And that doesn't mean you have to apply. But come in and sit down and figure out who's on first and what the rules are, and then we kind of put them on a path to where, you know, they're going to own a home this year.
That's why Dean Riddell and Matt McLean at SWBC are our favorites. You can call them at 405-858-7770 or go to BeckyIvins.com. You can click on Becky's favorites, and you'll see them right at the top. Thank you, Dean, as always.
You bet, guys. Have a great show.
We'll be back with more right here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking about flipping a house versus buy and hold and renting out a property. So, Becky, what is the pros to flipping?
Well, flipping, it's actually less risk if you know what you're doing. First-time flippers almost always lose because you try to do too much to a house, and it costs money, and no one's willing to pay the price when you get done. But a professional flipper knows exactly what to do and what not to do, but there's less time involved in making your money. That's one of the pros to it, you know, since it's a faster way to get your money. That is, you know, but there's more work to it up front. And there's actually a lower risk on a flip than on long-term holding because you know what the values are right now And if property values go down over time and then you need to sell a property, you don't know what the future value of the property is going to be. Mm. Historically, properties have always gone up in value. However, we have seen over the last, I don't know, I guess it's been like 40 years now. I mean, remember the oil boom and the oil bust?
In the 80s, yeah.
Yes, and you were like in kindergarten, I get it. But
no, I remember that's one of those early, I was just coming to the age of realizing kind of adult things, and I remember the market was stressing everyone out.
Yes.
Prices were falling, interest rates were so high.
Right. I mean, at the same time the prices soared and like doubled in value, the interest rates also doubled in value. And instead of getting an 8% interest rate, you had to get 16.5% interest rate. Then we had the oil bust. And the oil bust, properties went to 50%. So a lot of people that were over-mortgaged, and they really weren't over-mortgaged at the time, it's just property values dropped.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of thing that where short term really is an advantage. And there's the lower carrying cost in case you on the flip because you have a certain timeline. If you watch any HGTV, you know that flipping is a matter of time because the interest rates that you pay to borrow the money. Now, a flipper that's working off cash does a great profit because you're not paying the higher interest rates because flipping interest rates cost more because it's riskier for the lender. So if you're flipping with cash, and you mentioned, well, Becky, you rent and hold. Well, that's because you've not known me that long because I used to flip about one house a year, and I would run into a deal where somebody – it needed a lot. And buyers and mortgage companies won't touch properties that need major structural repair. If they don't have working utilities, like maybe the water line needs to be replaced, you can't get mortgages on those properties. So you buy those and you flip them. And you learn the industry. You learn about what to do about those kind of things. I enjoyed flipping property. Sometimes I did more, of course, more than one a year. But I never lost on a flip. I will tell you that. And I was just like everybody else. I wanted to make it so nice that sometimes I didn't make as much money as I could have had I not put the expensive stuff into the property.
Yeah.
So, but what's the difference when you see a house? What's the difference? How do you know whether it's a flip or a rental for you?
Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great question. And what makes the difference is functionality to start with. I mean, you've got to get it repaired. If things aren't working, get it repaired to rent it or to flip it. But the decor, oh my gosh, if you were buying a house to rent out, it's hard to rent a house that looks like great grandma lived there. You know, because it's just so outdated.
Yeah.
But that's a perfect house. If you can get it for a good price, perfect house to hold and rent because you can put a little bit of finish on the inside to update it. And it's been well taken care of. It's just not been updated. So those are great properties to buy for any reason, frankly.
We have a call on the line. Deanne. Good morning, Deanne. Uh-oh, we're getting there, Mike. All right, Mike Gannon, he has you now. Deanne, go ahead.
Okay. Becky, you just described my house. Thank you very much. No, we love it. We've been here for 27 years, but it does kind of look like grandmother owned it. But we absolutely love it. For some reason, though, we are getting calls almost every day about selling it. Do you think we have gotten on some kind of list somewhere? I wouldn't know how because we're not listed with anybody, and we really don't ever want to move.
Well,
have you heard?
have I heard. Yes, I own several properties, so I get probably 10 times as many of those calls as you do. They call everybody. They call everybody that owns a property and offer to sell it. Then they all come out and they offer you a certain amount of money. And then at closing, many, many, many times, that money's not there. It is 20% less than what you thought you were getting for your property. So they're called iBuyers, and they're typically foreign investors that come in to buy our properties. And sometimes they're U.S. investors, but they want to buy your house. I got three calls this week wanting to buy a house I sold a year and a half ago. So, I mean, you're not the only one. And if you pick up the phone, by the way, there's a setting on your phone. If that contact is not in your phone doesn't ring and it goes straight to voicemail. So you might look into that, because that way you're not bothered on your cell phone.
Well, it's actually a landline, and
those unplugged, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. It just makes me sick. You do what you can. Anyway,
we're up against the break, Deanne. Hold on if you want to hold after the break. You have another question, but we have the news coming up. We appreciate your call. We'll be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team here with Becky Ivins, and we are taking your calls, talking about flipping versus renting. And Deanne, you stayed on the line with us to ask another question. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, you are very welcome. I wanted to thank Becky. Becky, your colleague, Mary Beth Moore, was able to sell my sister's house in Tonkawa. And I didn't think it would bring $20,000, and she got $40,000 for that little bitty tiny nothing house. And I was so very proud. I really need to call her and thank her. I don't know if you have her number at hand or if I can get it from you off air.
Well, I will leave your information with Mike, and I can find that for you. And it's Mary Beth Moore in Tonkawa. You know, this is a good time to remind people that since I've been in the real estate business some 45 years, I know other realtors. So if you have a need, say you've got a need in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, or say you need someone in Anchorage, Alaska, you've got a family member that wants a really good realtor, there are few places in North America, including Canada, that I don't know a good realtor, because I have seen these people over the years. I know what their production level is. I know what their expertise level is. So call me. I am so happy to hook you up with another realtor. So that is very, very good. So thank you so much. I appreciate that, Deanne.
Hang on the line, and Mike Gannon will get your number, and Becky will send you that information. It's time for our word of the day. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. Give them a call at 405-728-3700. That's 728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
Our word today is flip. We're talking about, do you flip a property or do you hold it for rental, right? Well, flip is a sudden movement. It's to turn over with a sudden and quick movement. Now, yesterday I was watching a grandson's gymnastics practice, and I saw a lot of people turn over with a sudden and quick movement. They were doing flips, right? When you rehab a house very quickly and suddenly and not over the years, and you put it up for sale again, you do a flip. So that's what a flip is. And I want to remind everybody, by the way, this is brought to you by Robbins Roofing. Larry Robbins wants me to remind you guys that insurance claims are now having to be made within 1 year of the damage. So if you got damaged in or around the Moore or Norman area last spring, you better be having Robbins Roofing check your house, because if you wait till the summer, it's going to be more than a year, and you're going to be putting on your whole new roof. They're not going to pay you for it. So call Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. That should be a number you keep handy. By the way, there's certain numbers you just need to keep handy. The 911.
Yep.
This is the 911 of roofing. So it's 728-3700.
You are eventually in Oklahoma going to need to call a roofer.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not kidding. If you live in Norman and you've not replaced your roof in the last year, you better call quickly.
Get them out there. They'll take a free look. They're absolutely wonderful. Tell you the facts. We have Mary's on the line with us. Thanks for calling in, Mary.
Okay, I have a really funny story. I get those calls about people wanting to buy my house, and I say immediately, yes, I'll sell it to you for $6 million cash within a month. And it's like click. They don't even say goodbye or anything like that. But the really wild thing is they obviously don't have pull up the tax rolls, because I have a lot of acreage inside a metropolitan area. And if they looked it up, that would have been the buy of the century. But, you know, it's amazing. They don't ask me for any other information. It just click and they're gone. And I want to mention, I want to ask one thing of Becky. Does she know the way to get to sign up for an email in case somebody does try to, you know, change your ownership of your house? Supposedly, there's something that you could do with either Larry Stein's office or Rick Warren's, and I didn't get all the details on that.
You know, I was communicating with Larry last night and did not ask him that. So we will get him on in the next couple of weeks and have him just answer that question for us. Like what?
Okay.
Who do? And I believe, you know, I'm not sure whether it would be Larry Stein or Rick Warren, David Hooten. There's different ones down there that I don't know who's taking care of that, frankly. But I'll find out for you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, Mary. All right, so we're talking about flipping versus renting, and you've done both.
I have done both, and there is high risk with flipping, and there's also could be high reward for flipping. In Oklahoma, we have capital gains tax, and federally, there's capital gain tax. If you don't hold a property for at least 2 years, you're going to pay higher capital gains short-term gain costs more. Sometimes it's worth it. It obviously is worth it. We've got a lot of people doing flips here. Mm-hmm. But our houses are well-built. They rank right up there every year in the National Association of Home Builders. Our homes are built better than almost every other state. We're always up there in the top 10% of quality. We have what we call stick builders here. Builders that'll maybe build 10, 20 homes in a year rather than 200 in a month. The national builders that do that. And our builders here, we use a lot of wood in our homes, and they put a lot of quality into the homes. They don't just slap them up, you know. So our quality is really good. So holding something over time, if you get a well-built home, it doesn't cost you that much. The things that cost on holding property over time that you might not expect is the perimeter heating and air conditioning system. That's where it's got a downflow unit. Your heater blows down and comes up, and there's vents like in front of your windows of your house. And that's called perimeter. and that the airflow comes from the unit. Well, over time, depending on what those vents are made of, but they rust. And those have to be either taken overhead, repaired in the slab, which that can happen too, but that's very costly, or just go overhead with it. And that's difficult when you've got a two-story home. So that's something that is hard. And then the plumbing under the house, particularly homes built in the 80s, were the fittings for the polybutylene, the rubberized type plastic pipes for water, the connections didn't seal real well. And you'll have leaks under the slab. That's something you might not expect. I mean, you expect to do plumbing. Another thing, an older house, you've got to increase the electrical power coming to the house because you can't run the curling iron, the TV, the two ovens. I mean, they were built with a 24-inch oven, and there you've got two 30-inch ovens going at full blast, a dryer that it was not originally built for running off electricity. And so you usually have to increase the power, and that's a big cost. So that's the kind of thing that might not have been done with a flipper when you buy a flipped house. So do have a home inspection and have someone check it out real well. My favorite home inspector is
Call Us First Inspections.
And I think they've got six inspectors now, so they can get to you. And they're very, very good. So Scott Hill's at the helm there of that one.
You know, as you were mentioning that there's the underneath of the air conditioning, like the air conditioning systems that run under the house.
Plenum.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the plenum?
Yeah. And all that is probably the biggest thing that surprises both seller and buyer when there's a problem.
Yes, for sure. And the thing is, you don't see that. And sometimes you don't see even the dust, the sand coming up fill sand under the slab starts spewing up. And sometimes there's water in those vents. I mean, it's a great humidification system, but usually if it just holds there, you got way too much humidity. But those are things, and some of the plastic wrapped attic venting over the years, and not that many years, that deteriorates. So the pipes, if you have an overhead system, sometimes those pipes that distribute the heating and air conditioning are not insulated. The insulation is just laying there in the attic, and so the bills are really expensive. Well, for a flipper, they may go, it works. There's air coming out. Yeah. But your utility bills could be very high.
When we come back, we've got two specials for you. We have our Smoking Hot deal coming up and our special guest, Addie Williams from HDTV.
There you go. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Right here in Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. It is time for our Smoking Hot deal. Our Smoking Hot deal is brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill, located on the south corner of 122nd and Penn and on 63rd, just west of Meridian, and in Yukon on Route 66.
Okay, our Smoking Hot deal today, by the way, Casa Perico, we had a lot of out-of-town, out-of-state company this week because we had a family wedding, and everybody requested to go to Casa Perico because every time they come, they get to go to Casa Perico. So we had a nice family dinner there that was kind of large, but everyone loves it. Our Smoking Hot deal is 6100 North Shawnee. This is a three-bedroom with 2.5 bathrooms. It's well over 2,500 square feet in Coronado Heights, and that's going to be open tomorrow. Joe is going to hold that open. By the way, this is all on one level with no steps, which is great. It kind of sits on a corner, a little bit at a diagonal, big covered patio, updated kitchen, and kind of opened up the kitchen and dining area. So it's great. And it is going to be open between 2 and 4 o'clock tomorrow, and that's 6100 North Shawnee Avenue.
And if you want to see that smoking ideal for yourself, you can go to BeckyIvins.com. Click on search listings. You'll see it right there. You can take a virtual tour or call us or click there, and you can schedule your own tour.
Sure. And I wanted to remind everybody that, you know, I'm involved in veteran things, big supporter of our military. And the American Legion post in Norman has been closed for a while for updating and remodeling. And it is opening Monday morning at 9 o'clock, the American Legion post on Main Street in Norman. So our special guest, Ati Williams. Good morning, Ati. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. You're at the fairgrounds this weekend doing talking. Which stage are you on, do you know?
I'm going to be at the Fresh Ideas stage.
Okay. Well, tell us what you're going to be doing.
So today I'm going to be talking about what are the things that you could, the improvements that you could make into your home that actually give you a great return on investment. So I will be talking a little bit about that.
Well, give us a hint. What is a great improvement that actually will add to the value?
I think one of my favorite things is actually just curb appeal, right? Not necessarily landscaping, but also just little things like painting your exterior door. I'm going to talk about some products that I have come across, like some beautiful stone veneers that you can use to really zhuzh up if you have a standard build-a-grade house, or things that you could do on your with your garage door that make it really stand out. So just those are some of the improvements. We're also going to talk about kitchen remodels and bathroom remodels and, you know, both like the major things that you could do, but also just the little things that you could do, like painting cabinetry and upgrading countertops and stuff like that.
Well, and changing the knobs in the kitchens and bathrooms makes so much difference.
It does. And all you need is a screwdriver.
Right. Yes. And light fixtures, that can really update a house. We bought a house that had was really old world. And, man, you change out 5 or 6 light fixtures and your house looks different.
It totally does, yeah, both interior and exterior light fixtures. And, you know, you don't need extensive electrical work for that. That's something that's simple and that you can just switch out, you know, for as little as a $20 light fixture can really make a place pop.
Right. So I go up to a contemporary house and see the old coach lights on there, and I'm thinking, mm-hmm. do they not know there's contemporary fixtures you can buy, and they're actually pretty cheap.
So, that's right, yeah.
What time will you be on
hardware
the stage?
Hardware light fixtures.
Yeah, what?
I will be there today at noon.
And that's in the Bennett Event Center at the fairgrounds, and you're going to talk at noon. Now, I think you talked yesterday, too, but are you there Sunday?
No, just yesterday and today.
Yeah, so at noon today on the Fresh Ideas stage, Ati Williams. And tell us about your show on HGTV.
So I do a show called VC Flippers. That one we finished wrapping. And then I actually have a new project coming up, but I can't speak about it yet.
Oh.
But it's going to be later this summer.
So we will... what we'll do is go to our TVs and type in your name, A-T-I, Ati Williams.
Williams, yes.
And do that. Tell us about your favorite flip that you've done.
You know, I think that my favorite flip probably, I don't know if I have a favorite. It's like picking a favorite kid.
Hey, I can do
that. I've got one.
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
I've got
whichever one is listening this morning, you're my favorite.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Mark's got 5. I've got 4. So, yes, we all have our favorites. Yes.
That's funny. I have a favorite kid, but she also knows that she's the only one. So I always say, hi, favorite daughter.
Yeah, you're going to not be my favorite kid. That would be a hurtful thing to say.
Yeah, but I think the places that I have remodeled that are usually I love working with spaces that are obviously older homes, and that that where I could still work with the charm that's there, like really respect the architecture. And so as opposed to just completely going in and gutting everything and redoing everything, I love being able to remodel places, but restore the old flooring or restore the old trim and that kind of thing. Those are usually my favorite projects.
What's the most inexpensive thing you can do to update a home? Say you are flipping it and it doesn't need a whole lot, but what are something you can do that doesn't cost much?
Mm-hmm. I would say paint. And not just, and I think there's different types of paint, and I'm actually going to talk about this a little bit at the Fresh Ideas stage, but not just painting walls. Painting baseboards makes a huge difference, even if you don't paint the walls. Also, there's lots of really great paint products like tile paint now. So if you have one of those cool, like, 1950s Pepto-Bismol pink or avocado green, tile, you know, you can always upgrade. I actually happen to like those, but if you do want to upgrade it, there's wonderful products now that are specific for painting tile as well, so you could really just make that a lot more neutral as opposed to overhauling the entire bathroom. And the same thing with metallics, old metals in the home. So I would say paint is the best bang for your buck.
And, you know, one of the things that I've seen done here is taking the plate glass mirror off a bathroom, and then you put it's wallpaper, but you can get something that looks like shiplap wallpaper or a texture type wallpaper behind it, and then a framed mirror, and that just changes the whole bathroom.
It does, That is, I love that there are all these new products now that I just kind of peel and stick, but that actually work really well. You know, they have the same exact thing as well, except from the shiplap. They have some really great products like that for backsplashes as well. So, you know, if you want to have a subway backsplash, or if you want to have something that's more of a glass mosaic or anything like that, then you can also still be able to just do that without having to actually install an entire tile backsplash, and just using pretty durable peel and stick products.
Well, we did that at our house in Florida. It didn't have a backsplash at all, but it kind of needed a little bit of color. And so you just use that and stick it on there, and then you get tired of it, you stick a different one on there.
Exactly.
Or just take it off. So
just take it off.
The Oklahoma City Home and Outdoor Living Show is today and tomorrow at the fairgrounds, and Autie Williams will be there on the Fresh Ideas stage at the Bennett Event Center. And I love that. That's a great center. And it only costs $11 to get in at the door. So go see it at noon today. So thank you, Autie. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, listener, for being with us each week here on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.